You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Ford Asset Management. Investment stewardship since 1981. So the Government of National Unity has settled in, the ministers have been appointed, and hopefully the policies have been drafted. But what does that all mean for you and I? What does that all mean for investments? And what does that all mean for our economy? I'm joined on the line by investment specialist at Ford Asset Management, that's Linda Eads, to take a look at this. Good evening, Linda. Thanks for the time. Let's start by looking at your thoughts on the Government of National Unity. Obviously, this was the unexpected outcome, but it is the reality that we are now living with as South Africans. What are your thoughts on the respective cabinet appointments?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. I mean, I think we obviously see the establishment of the Government of National Unity as being a very important step in the right direction. It certainly is a much more positive outcome than the market was expecting. And that's, of course, why we saw such a significant rally in both stocks and bonds after the announcement. And I think if we just cast our minds back to how everyone was feeling sort of in the run-up to the elections, there was a lot of fear and uncertainty. And I think for us, it does indicate that the ANC has recognized that perhaps they are better off working with other parties to try to reignite growth in South Africa rather than shifting policies further to the left, which, of course, the market would not view very favorably. So it is a bit of a definitive move, certainly in terms of a statement of intent towards more centrist policies. And hopefully those can unlock quite significant potential for economic growth. And that's really what we need in South Africa. So, of course, we view that as definitely progress. And we actually put some cash to use in some of the more locally oriented businesses as we saw that potential coming through. But still a lot of water to go under the bridge. And we will be watching to see the results of that GNU before we actually sort of start to see the potential for further upliftment in company earnings and the likes.
Linda, you mentioned the policies that would obviously spur on growth and boost investor confidence. What specific policies should be top of mind or top of priority in terms of getting the economy restarted or getting it back to where it needs to get to?
Well, Jimmy, I think we all know that there are three critical areas of infrastructure which need addressing. Of course, there's energy supply. I mean, we're sitting now more than 100 days of no load shedding, so that's moving in the right direction. But of course, that needs to continue to be the case because that has been a significant hindrance in the past to economic growth. We need to obviously fix our issues on the transport and logistics side, so the rails, the ports and the roads, things like water supply. And then, of course, we need to strengthen some of the agencies of state, so law enforcement, continuing the fight against corruption. We need to get South Africa off the grey list. That's something that's obviously pertinent on the investment side. And we also need the government to be a little bit more responsible in terms of how it manages its finances. So, of course, we've seen, you know, sort of quite some deficits coming through. That means government spending more than it actually earns in terms of taxes. And we've seen increasing levels of government debt. So we're hoping that through more public-private sector partnerships, instead of spending more itself, we can see some of that capital coming from the private sector, as we've seen indeed in the energy sector, to actually help fix some of those infrastructure problems. So it's a combination of all of those and better service delivery, fixing our logistics issues, more effective policing, and of course, getting rid of corruption.
Linda, I spoke to a couple of asset managers leading up to and just after the elections around just where investor sentiment was sitting. But where was your business sitting? I mean, from an asset management point of view, obviously you would have made decisions going into the elections, not knowing the outcome of where we would be now. How did you position your clients or even your own portfolios ahead of the elections? And was that kind of, whether it was defensive positioning or not, was that kind of the right play?
Yes, Jimmy. I mean, I think as a custodian of our investors' capital, we always have to think about the worst case scenario. So we always build portfolios which actually protect capital if, you know, sort of there had been a shift towards the radical left, which the market would have viewed very unfavorably. But we also do have quite a nice balance of more locally oriented businesses. So more of your sort of South Africa incorporated type businesses that would be the likes of your banks, some of your retailers, some some of your companies, such as in construction, which are more kind of geared to what's happening on the local side. And then we do hold quite a balance also, and we're quite lucky in South Africa that on the JSE, we have a few, quite a number of global companies which actually derive their revenues from outside of South Africa, which also happen to present quite significant opportunities still at current levels. So we were a little bit cautious heading into the elections. We were holding a bit of cash in our portfolios. But because we are not the biggest asset managers in South Africa, we are able to actually be quite nimble. And as we saw that a better outcome was forming, we were able to actually put that cash to use quite quickly, specifically increasing our exposures to some of the more locally focused businesses, like, for instance, the banks and retailers and some of the construction names, which, as I say, are tied to the local economic growth cycle. And as you mentioned, sentiment has improved, so there's a bit more confidence coming through, and that affects the price that investors are willing to pay for the underlying earnings of those businesses. But what we really need to see for significant outperformance from those local businesses is that economic growth coming through, which is going to enable those companies to actually grow their earnings. We're lucky we have many companies that have actually been able to do that in South Africa. But of course, it's much easier to do that when you're not fighting against the tide.
Linda, speaking of fighting against the tide, there's still a couple of people out there or skeptics out there that are concerned that this government of national unity won't last and that we'll see a lot of instability over the next 5 years. And obviously this will affect the investment side of it and where investors see or how investors see South Africa. But alongside that, there's also the fact that South Africa still has its own inherent problems, as you rightly mentioned. Where do we go from here, given the performance of things like South African government bonds at the moment, but also how will that performance be impacted by the instability if it does play out?
It is something that we need to think about. We've seen, for instance, the Rand has been very volatile, depending on what the latest sort of news is, particularly through the election process. And yes, you're quite right. 5 years is a long time in politics, and I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing all the way. We've seen, obviously, the developments in Gauteng have indicated as much. It is a big adjustment for all the parties to actually work together. They've got quite different views in some areas. But I think, you know, the announcement of the new cabinet for us is a good start. We've seen some continuity in some of the posts where the ministers have actually been doing a fairly decent job in areas such as finance and electricity. But we think that the appointment of some of the DA ministers in areas like public works and infrastructure, and for instance in home affairs, where obviously improving efficiency is important, these are all positive developments. But of course, yes, we do need to obviously base future investment decisions on how that is playing out. So we'll be keeping a very close eye on whether those reforms are actually coming through, because of course, you know, the pros of a coalition is that it can result in much more diverse and collective view on policy decision making. It also increases accountability, but it can also result in delayed decision making. You know, so of course, if you know, broad consensus on key issues isn't reached, that could cause quite a bit of uncertainty. What is encouraging is that we have seen global investors starting to come back, particularly to the bond market. So the bond yields, or the interest rate that the government has to pay to those that lend their money, has actually moved down quite considerably since the announcement. And that means that those who are willing to lend money to our government view it as being slightly less risky than they did before. And that's encouraging. And I think over the last few weeks, we've actually had more global bond investors coming into our market than we have in the last 2 years. So that's very encouraging, because there is a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines, both locally and globally, which is really just waiting for evidence to come through that structural reform is making its way through, and that will hopefully give us a backdrop which will create that economic growth that we so sorely need, not only for companies, but for, you know, just the ordinary South African, to reduce unemployment and obviously cause much more broad-based improvement in the living standards of the ordinary South African.
The government of national unity certainly is a reality. It's here to stay, at least for the next 5 years, and we have to make the most of it. I think we'll leave it at that. Linda, thanks so much for those insights. Linda Eads, investment professional at Ford Asset Management, joining me to take a look at the impact of this GNU on investment and on investor sentiment. This interview was brought to you by Ford Asset Management, investment stewardship since 1981.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.